Blog Talk Radio.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Yeah.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you made it through it. Oh, I believe it's already done.
I'm excited about your future.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is the day the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. Amen. We praise God for waking us up this morning and keeping us in our right mind. We thank God for breath. We thank God for purpose. We thank God for wisdom and power. We just thank God for the ability to give him praise on today. Amen. So I praise God today. I pray that you are still praising God, and I still believe. I believe that God's going to do it. No matter what you're facing on today, I believe that God is going to do it. God's going to work it out. He's going to move in the middle of your situation. God can keep you in the middle of trouble. He can keep you. He can keep you in the middle of trials. He can keep you, hallelujah, hallelujah, in the middle of the struggle. So we just thank God for Jesus on today. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons and Pastor Anthony Simmons, and I welcome you to the prayer line on tonight, to the New Creation Christian Ministries Intercessory Prayer Line. I want to read a scripture, Joel chapter 2, and I just want to, hallelujah, begin reading. I read this scripture on Sunday when I was preached a sermon. The name of the sermon is God is Going to Restore You. Amen. And God sent me to this scripture, verse 12 and 13. Therefore also now, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious, merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Now let's go down to verse 23 and continue reading. Verse 23, Joel 2, verse 23. Hallelujah. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause it to come down for you, the rain, the former rain and the latter rain, in the first month. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the fats shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army, which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else. And my people shall never be afraid, never be ashamed. And my people shall never be ashamed. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit, and I will show you wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord cometh. And it shall come to pass that whosoever, it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall he deliver, shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. Amen. And may the Lord bless the reading of his word. That scripture has been in my spirit since before Sunday. God is doing something mighty in the midst of the remnant. The remnant, those who have not bowed their knees down, those who are turning to God with their full hearts, those who are renting their hearts and not just their sackcloth, their clothes, those who are saying, God, I love you, for Christ I live and for Christ I die, those who are saying that no matter what's going on in my life, I'm going to continue to worship God, I'm going to continue to praise God. God is saying to you, as he said in the early verses when I begin to read, he is saying, if you turn to me like that, if you love me like that, I am going to restore to you everything that the devil stole, all of the years that the cankerworm and the locust and the palmer worm has eaten, all of the years that the caterpillar has eaten, all of those years that you saw and see as wasted, all of those years that you spent crying, all of those years that you spent struggling, all of the years that you have been persecuted, all of the years that you have been suffering, all of the years that you have been just waiting on the Lord. God says he is going to restore those years. He said nothing has been wasted with me. God is saying to you on today, prophetically, that none of your experiences, nothing that you have gone through has been wasted with him, that he knows exactly what you're going through. God knows the way that you take. He knows the situation that you're facing right now, and God wants you to know that he is with you. As you heard in the scripture, I love this scripture because he says, my people will know that I am in their midst. They will know that I am in the middle of Israel, and I will be their God. Hallelujah. You have to understand that he is our Lord. He is our Savior. He is our God. He is our comforter. He is our healer. He is our keeper. He is the lifter of our head. He is a father to the fatherless and a mother to the motherless. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. When people leave us, God will still be there. When people turn their backs on us, God will still be there. When people condemn us and persecute us, God will still be there. Greater is he that's on the inside of you than he that is in this world. God says, I'm going to give you some rain. I'm going to cause the harvest to come in your life. And not only that, but the moment you make up your mind to love God above all else, God is going to begin to release blessings. For some of you, you're already there, and God is releasing blessings into your life. Do not get weary. Do not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap a harvest if you do not quit. If you do not faint, you shall reap a harvest. God is just saying to you on today, I'm sending the rain. I'm sending the rain. I'm getting ready to make it rain. You've been through a dry season in your life. And I broke this down on Sunday. The rain, as the rain that comes to prepare the ground for harvest, is the former rain, and the latter rain is the rain that comes to prepare the crops and ripen the crops so that they can be reaped. Amen. Hallelujah. But I forgot to mention, and this is just so important, that God's rain comes also to saturate the dry areas in your life. God's rain comes to saturate the dry areas, the desert areas in your heart. His rain comes to nurture you spiritually. My God, hallelujah. So not only has he sent the former rain moderately, my God, he sent you his word. My God, that he sent you the former rain. That represents the word, represents the former rain. But God says, now I'm going to send my spirit, my God, my Holy Spirit is going to continue to come upon you and wash over you and empower you. My God, my Holy Spirit is going to impregnate you with purpose. My God, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is getting ready to impregnate you with purpose. Somebody just needs to yell out, I'm pregnant, because God is getting ready to impregnate you with purpose. And once you're pregnant, the Holy Ghost comes upon you and begins to impregnate you with purpose. It has to come to pass. It has to come to pass. Hallelujah. There is nothing that can stop the plan of God for your life. He is sending the rain. He's going to make it flood. He's going to make it overflow. My God, there's going to be overflow in your life. My God, hallelujah. And God says, I'm pouring out my spirit. I'm not just giving you a little dab. I'm not just giving you a little bit, but I am pouring out my spirit. You will be filled with the Spirit of God, so much power, so much wisdom, so much tenacity, so much zeal for the things of God that nothing will be impossible for you. Hallelujah. So we just thank God for what he's doing, that great and terrible day, and we're going to praise God for he is dealing wondrously with us. My God, my soul delights in the Lord tonight. Amen. And prayer is just a big part of that, because as we fast and as we pray, as we turn to the Lord, as we rent our garments during this time of fasting, my God, hallelujah, God is doing something marvelous in the earth. So we thank God, Pastor Anthony, and I thank God for each and every one of you for standing with us in the gap. Amen. As we pray every single Tuesday night, Pastor Anthony is out there. I pray that you are keeping safe, hallelujah, in this weather. Pastor Anthony is still out there, amen. He's been out there all day. So we're going to pray. We're going to pray for him, amen. We're going to pray for his safe arrival. He called me and let me know that he was on his way home, and we will continue to lift him up. But God wants us to know today, he wants you to know, that yes, as he told me to tell the church on Sunday, he told me to tell you today that God is getting ready to restore you. Everything that the canker worm ate, everything that the palmer worm ate, everything that you feel like you have lost, God is getting ready to restore. You feel like it might be over for you, but God said, oh no, baby, it's not over. This is not the end. This is the beginning. Amen. God's going to dry every tear. God's going to give you joy for mourning. He's going to give you rejoicing. Amen. He's going to give you a garment of praise for the garment of heaviness. Amen. God's getting ready to restore you. He's going to strengthen you. I feel God strengthening some people on this line right now, that the Holy Ghost is coming through this radio line, this prayer line, and beginning to strengthen those who are weak. God is pouring out his spirit. God is breathing on you afresh and anew. He's giving you new zeal, new strength, new power. You're going to be able to make it. It's a hard time. It's a tough place, but God says he's going to allow you to make it through this time. Amen. You are not alone. God wants you to know that he is with you. Never will he leave you. Never will he forsake you. Yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, God is with you. He is still with you. His rod and his staff, they comfort you. Amen. Hallelujah. His word comforts you. His promise comforts you. Amen. Hallelujah. So I declare and decree on tonight that no weapon formed against you can prosper. You are the top and not the bottom, the head and not the tail. You are above and never beneath. Continue to fill yourself with the word of God. Continue to pray. Continue to fast. Continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Continue to have faith, unshakable faith. Amen. Believe God for the impossible. Amen. Hallelujah. Believe God for the impossible. Nothing is impossible with God. Amen. With God, with man, some things are impossible, but not with God. With God, all things are possible. So we're going to just enter into a season of prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. As we believe God for mighty things. Amen. As we believe God, we're going to also be praying. Amen. For Sister Carmen. Amen. Hallelujah. And her family, it's a tough time for her. But Sister Carmen, know that God is going to bring you through this time. Amen. God is going to bring you through. Amen. Hallelujah. He says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So be confident that our Lord is with you and the family, and that he is going to continue to comfort you and keep you through it all. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you, and we magnify your name on tonight. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your word, Lord, tonight, that you are going to restore us, oh God. And we believe it, and we receive it on tonight, God, that you, Father God, are going to bring the rain, oh God, that you are going to cause it to rain, God, that you are going to, hallelujah, restore the years, oh God, hallelujah, that you are going to, hallelujah, or let our floors be overflowing, our fast be overflowing, oh God, that our joy and our peace will overflow, God. We just thank you, Lord, that there is no good thing that you will withhold from us. We love you tonight, God, and we're turning to you with everything in us, oh God, our heart, our mind, our body, our soul, God. We are turning to you, Lord, depending on you. You are the rock on which we stand. You are our solid rock. You are our Lord. You are our Savior. You are our Redeemer. Hallelujah. You are that friend that sticks closer than a brother. You are our all in all, our everything. And Lord, we love you on tonight, and we bless your name tonight, God. We worship you tonight, God. We glorify your name, oh God. Hallelujah. We exalt you on tonight, God. You are worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, you're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy of the praise. You're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the honor, oh God. Hallelujah. And we magnify your name, God. We glorify your name on tonight, God. Lord, we just ask, Father God, that your Holy Ghost, Father God, power will take over this prayer line, God. We ask, Father God, that you will come in like a mighty flood, God, and begin to saturate this line, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we bind up the hand of the enemy. We come against Satan and any plan that he may have, oh God, to come against this prayer line on tonight, and we declare and decree that there is no weapon formed against us, your people, that can prosper, and we declare that we are the redeemed of the Lord. We are mighty warriors in the kingdom of God. Lord, we thank you for the warrior anointing that you have put upon our lives, oh God, that after we have done all to stand, that we can stand in the power of your might. So, Lord, we stand in the power of your might on tonight, having our head shot, with having on the helmet of salvation, having our feet shod with the readiness to go and preach the gospel, having on the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, picking up the shield of faith, oh God, hallelujah, and picking up the sword, oh God, which is your word, God, hallelujah, and praying without ceasing, oh God, praying in the spirit, oh God, hallelujah, praying, oh God, praying in the morning and praying at night, God. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, and we fast, oh God. We pray, God, hallelujah, for your redeeming power, oh God, over our lives, God. We surrender all, God. We give ourselves to you, oh God. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, for Pastor Anthony right now. Even as he is out there on the highways and the byways in the middle of the storm, God, we ask, Father God, hallelujah, for traveling mercies. We declare and decree no incidents, no accidents, oh God, that he will get home safe, God. Keep his wheels gripping the highway, oh God. Oh, keep his traction intact, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah. We come against pileups and the backups, oh God. We come against traffic jams, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we declare, and the Father God, we declare the angels are being dispatched right now to get him home safely, God, in the name of Jesus. Allow him, oh God, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, to have no incidents, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, and we thank you. You said as we pray anything according to your will, that we could believe that we have what we ask for. So, Lord, we are believing on tonight, God, that we are at this prayer, and the prayers that will we be praying going forward are being answered, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the man of God. We thank you for our pastor, oh God. We thank you for your hand upon his life. We ask that you will strengthen him right now. We ask that you will gird him up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give him strength, supernatural strength, oh God. Give him stamina, oh God. Lord, thank you, Lord, even tonight, that he will have sweet swift lumber, oh God, that he will be able to rest, oh God. Hallelujah. Even now, God, we just thank you and we praise you. We magnify your name. You are worthy, God. You are worthy to be praised, God. So we thank you, Lord, for Pastor Anthony. We thank you, Lord, for his traveling companion, God. We thank you, Lord, for Brother Brian, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for getting them both to their set destination, oh God. Even as Pastor Anthony drops off Brian, God, we just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That they will both get home to their family safe and sound, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, speedily, oh God, open up the highways, open up the byways, oh God, hallelujah, let the car be taken up on wings of angels, oh God, even as they travel, oh God, miraculous traveling mercies, in the name of Jesus. So Lord, we bless your name, and we praise you on tonight, and Lord, right now, we pray for the Callow family, God, we pray, Father God, for Sister Carmen, oh God. Hallelujah. We, Father God, ask that you would touch her right now, Lord. We ask, Father God, that you would dispatch ministering angels to her right now, God, and begin to minister to her right now, God, even in the loss of her mom, oh God, of her mother, oh God. We ask, Father God, that you would comfort her like only you can, God. Lord, we know that there is no pain, no sorrow that you cannot comfort, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, even as we pray as a church family for her on tonight, God. Even as we lift her up on this prayer line, God, her family near and far, God, let her feel the love, God. Let her feel your love of your people and your love, oh God. Let her feel your strength, God. Let her feel your spirit. Lay your hands on her right now, God. In the name of Jesus, lay your hands on her, oh God. Oh God, and strengthen her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, God. Give her strength like never before, oh God. Let her feel your presence, God. You said that we will know that you are in our midst, oh God. Lord, you said when two or more are gathered, that you would be in our midst. So we thank you, Lord, for being in our midst. We thank you, Lord, for walking with our sister Carmen and her family, her sons, her daughters, oh God. Hallelujah. Her husband, oh God. Her brother, her siblings, oh God. In the name of Jesus, her cousin Maria, oh God. Lord, we just ask, Father God, that you keep that family, that you comfort that family, even in the days to come, oh God, as they prepare for the services, oh Lord. We believe, oh God, hallelujah, that you will be with them, oh God, that you will be with this family, that you will walk with them, that you will comfort them, that you will keep them, that you will speak to them, God, hallelujah, that you will empower them, that you will encourage them, and yes, God, that you will heal them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, of all brokenness, God, hallelujah. You tell us to mourn with those who mourn, oh God, and to rejoice with those who rejoice, oh God. So we are spending the time, oh God, to mourn with our sister Carmen on tonight and her family, God. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, because I feel your power right now, just stretching out and reaching out and embracing my sister right now, embracing her family, embracing her sons and daughters and her grandkids and her cousins, oh God, and her siblings, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Do it, Lord, as only you can, God. And we just thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your comfort, oh God, for keeping this family, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you and we magnify your name, God. Yet will we praise you, God, even in the middle of morning, God. We know that you are in control, God. We know, Lord, that you hold tomorrow in your hands, God. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for keeping us and comforting us, oh God, and for just giving us that hope for tomorrow, God. No matter what we're walking through, God, you continue to give us hope for tomorrow. And for that, we are so grateful, Lord. Lord, I lift up Apostle Matthew Tillery to you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, as one of his sons, Roy Green, oh God, the musician that has played with him so often, even came up to New Creation Christian Ministries in New Jersey, as this young man, this young warrior, oh God, has transitioned from this earth realm, oh God. Lord, we, Father God, pray for Apostle Matthew Tillery. We pray for the Green family. We pray for that man's, that young man's family, God. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, for his brother Mark, oh God. We pray, Father God, for all of his family, God. We pray for his church family. We pray, Father God, for Tri-Faith Ministries and Tri-Faith International Covenantal Ministries, God. Lord, even as this shocking news came to us on today, God, that you will comfort Apostle Matthew Tillery, that you will comfort the Green family, that you will comfort all of us who loved him, oh God, who knew him so well, God, who appreciated his gift and who appreciated him, oh God. Lord, we just thank you, and we thank you, Lord, for being the lifter of our head, for comforting us, for walking with us, oh God. And we love you today, God, hallelujah, but especially comfort his immediate family, God. I don't know all of them, God, but Lord, his brother Roy and his mother and his father and all of those, God, hallelujah, who are scratching their heads wondering what happened so suddenly to this young warrior, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know we don't have the answers, but you have all of the answers. You know the beginning from the end, oh God. But Lord, let us, those who remain, God, let us live our life to give you glory every single day of our life, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, oh God. So Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, for comforting those who are grieving on tonight, God, knowing we don't grieve as the world grieves, but yes, we do grieve, God. We don't mourn as the world mourns, but we do mourn, God, hallelujah. So, Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will comfort all of those who are mourning on tonight, everyone who's missing a loved one, everyone who is missing a loved one. I pray for my family, God, as the passing of my great Aunt Esther, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So many, oh God, this woman, 101 years old, God, a warrior, oh God, in the battlefield of the Lord, still driving the church, still going to church every Sunday, still giving you the praise, serving as your missionary, serving as your evangelist. Lord, I just thank you for Aunt Esther's life, oh God, even as our family prepares for her home going in Florida, God. I just ask, Father God, that you will comfort my mom and my mother and my siblings and my father's family, oh God, hallelujah. All, Father God, who are missing her on today already, God, her church family, God, her daughters and sons and nieces and grandchildren and great-grands and all, Father God, who love this matriarch, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you for your hand traveling from here to Virginia. I thank you for your spirit traveling from here to Virginia, to Georgia, to Florida, oh God, hallelujah, touching each state, touching all of the family, to Irvington, oh God, touching all of the loved ones, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to Newark, oh God, wherever the Callow family and our Esther's family and the Green family, North Carolina, God, all of these family members, oh God, Lord, we just thank you for stretching out your spirit, oh God, and anointing each and every one of them with power, oh oh God, to walk through this storm. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, you are able. You are able. You are able. You can do all things, God. You can do all things. And we thank you for your hands. We pray for traveling mercies for all who are traveling on the road through the storm tonight, God. We pray for traveling mercies, God, as they're traveling through this winter storm, oh God, that you would keep them, that you would, Father God, hallelujah. So, Father God, we pray against death. We pray against accidents. We pray against, oh God, hallelujah, tragedies on the highway, God. In the name of Jesus, everyone who's traveling, oh God, even as these family members begin to travel, the Callow family and the Green family and Aunt Esther's family, God, even as we begin, people begin to travel, we pray for traveling mercies. Give Sister Carmen traveling mercies, oh God, and her family, God, as they, her son and her daughter, oh God, as they begin to travel, God, we just thank you for favor. We thank you for angels encamping about them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, even if Sister Maria, as she travels, God, we just thank you for traveling mercies, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we love you, Lord. Just go ahead and tell the Lord you love them. Hallelujah. Some people are in the storm right now, God. They're not out in the weather, but God, they're in a personal storm, oh God. Lord, we just pray, hallelujah, for those who are in the personal storm, God, that you will comfort and keep them, and Lord, allow them to weather the storm. You said, oh God, hallelujah, that you would never allow us to go through more than we could handle, God. But if we felt like it was too much, oh God, that you've already provided a way out to us. Oh, God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for giving us, oh, God, the stamina to stand in the middle of the storm. And God, we thank you, Lord, for the escape, God, for when we can't stand any longer, God. In the name of Jesus, so, Lord, we love you tonight, and we praise you. We thank you that we are making it through the storm, and we're going to make it through the fire. We're going to make it through the hard times, and we're going to make it, oh, God, through the trial. We're going to make it through the tribulation, oh, God. We're going to make it through it all, oh God. Oh God, hallelujah. We're going to make it, oh God. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we bless your name and we worship you on tonight, God. And even as we begin to take prayer requests, God, we thank you for being in the middle of this prayer, God. We pray for those who don't have a home. We pray for the homeless tonight, God. Those who are out there laying in the streets and, Father God, laying in the train stations and, Father God, those who are sleeping in the subway stations and those, Father God, who don't have a place to come in from the cold, God. We just pray, Father God, for your hand of mercy, oh God, to pick them up, oh God, and carry them through this storm, oh God. Make provision. Open doors, oh God, for these people, oh God. Hallelujah. Give heat to those who don't have heat on tonight. Food to those who don't have food on tonight, God. Hallelujah. Comfort to those who don't have comfort on tonight. Peace to those who don't have peace on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we know that you are able and willing, my God, and that you are willing and able, my God. So, Lord, we thank you in advance for what you're doing, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead and give God some praise. Just let God worship God. Begin to worship God wherever you are and allow God to know that you love him. Just tell God that you love him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just let the Lord know that you love him on tonight. Hallelujah. That you love him. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. Pastor Anna, your hand is raised. I see you just came in. I don't know if that was a mistake or if you raised your hand.
Yes, I am here. To God be the glory. You know, it's inclement weather here in Jersey, but I thank God for prayer. Amen. To God
Amen.
Be the glory. I heard some of it, and I just wanted to be a part in my own way. To God be the glory. But I am here, and I've been blessed. Amen.
Amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Are you far away from home or?
I'm about 5 minutes away.
Amen, praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Do you have anything you wanted to add or hallelujah?
No.
Amen, amen. Well, God, I'll see you when you get here, honey. Amen, praise the Lord, amen. Amen. Pastor Emmy, I'll see you when you get here.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Pastor Emily is 5 minutes away. We thank God for answered prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory for just protecting our pastor. Amen. Amen. He is just a gift to the body. He's a gift to New Creation Christian Ministries and his prayer line. Amen. He serves diligently. He's a gift to me. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. We can't forget that. Amen. He is a gift to me and my family. Amen. My children. Hallelujah. My grandchildren. He is steadfast. Amen. And he is dependable and reliable, and he's a wonderful husband and father, amen, and pastor. So we all thank God for him, amen. Sister Maria, your hand is raised. I believe it, Sister Maria. I just assume. God bless you, amen.
God bless you. God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. I just want to pray that God bless you and your family, and I'm praying that he brings, you know, that Pastor Anthony makes it home safe and sound. I want to ask God that he protects him on his way home, even though he's 5 minutes away, but that he makes it home safe and sound. And I'd like to request a prayer. I would like to request a prayer for a cousin of mine that is very sick in the hospital, and doctors are giving her about 2 to 3 weeks to live, and she's not really doing too good today. Also, to continue praying for my family and my household.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
What is your cousin's?
My cousin's name is Joseph. Yeah, my cousin's name. Her name is Josephine, and you know, I mean, she is at, you know, the end of her days, and I just want God to, you know, just to, you know, she's scared to go, and so I just ask that God, you know, makes it, you know, easy for her to, you know, just, you know, let go and, you know, let God, you know, take her home. Oh, she's still fighting it. That's what she's doing. So,
Amen. She's amen. We will definitely lift her up. Amen. And thank you so much, because you're right. We still 5 minutes away. We still want to lift up Pastor Anthony.
Yes.
Amen. Father, we praise your holy name. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Pastor Anthony being 5 minutes away. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for traveling mercies continued already. We thank you, Lord, for continued traveling mercies as he makes his way here to his doorstep, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We bind up any incidents, even that would try to intercept his getting here safely in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for Sister Maria and her heart towards Pastor Emily, that she would want to continue, even before she heard him on the phone, she had her hand raised to continue to pray for the man of God, that he would get home safely. Lord, bless her for that, God, and bless her indeed, God. I ask, Father God, we pray for her cousin, Josephina, oh God, hallelujah, who the doctors have given a couple of weeks to live. Lord, we know that life and death are in your hands, oh God, so we put Josephina in your hands, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for comfort, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that you will comfort her during these days, oh God. Even, Lord, if you want to, whatever you want to do, God, Lord, even though I don't have the specifics, but, Lord, let your will be done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Even as her cousin said that she is ready to go, God, we just pray that you will comfort her, that you will keep her, that you will, Father God, let her days be without pain. We ask that you will take away the pain. And even, Father God, you, Father God, have the ability to allow us to transition without sickness, so you can even heal her, oh God, and allow her to sleep off if that is your will, oh God, in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we just pray, Father God, for your supernatural hand to be upon her life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Comfort her family, God. If she has any children, if she has a spouse, we ask that you will comfort them, that you will keep them. If she has, Father, all of her family members, her cousin, oh God, Lord, we just ask, Father God, for your angels to go into that her room and a camp about her, oh Lord. Let her see your angels. Let her feel your presence. Let her know that you're there. Let her know your love. Let her, Father God, let her experience your power. Let her, Father God, experience your saving grace, oh God. I don't know if she's saved, but Lord, let her be saved, oh God. Make sure that she's saved before she transitions. If she's not, let the gospel be preached. Let her heart be, Father God, turned towards you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we pray, not only, we don't pray for healing for her body, but Lord, we pray for healing for her soul. We pray for healing for her mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for peace even during these days, for peace that surpasses all understanding. Oh God, we thank you and we praise you. And that we declare it done. In Jesus' name, God, touch Josephina right now, God. Give her joy in her latter days. Give her peace in her latter days. Give her comfort in her latter days. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right now, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. We lift up Sister Maria to you, God. Lord, we even, Father God, pray, Father God, for her, oh God, during this time, God. We pray, Father God, for blessing upon her life, God. Lord, we pray, Father God, that you will continue, Father God, to have your hand upon her life.
Hallelujah.
Lord, you have spoken many prophetic words over her life, God. You have shown her, oh God, hallelujah, the things that you are going to bring to pass in this lifetime for her, God. You have shown her blessings for her household, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you for her, God, and we just pray a continued blessing over her life, God, in the name of Jesus. Even as she walks with her cousin Carmen, oh God, through this season, oh God, and the loss of her aunt, we just ask for comfort and healing, God, even for the family members, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray a blessing over her household. Lord, even now, Mama Koshele Eke Namaha.
This strife.
I feel strife in the atmosphere. Even as I begin to pray for your household, there's a resistance in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. And it looks like the devil has tried to come against you and attack you in a certain area pertaining to your home, pertaining to your household, pertaining to your peace in your household. The devil has been trying to take you out of your peace and take you out of your joy and bring you to a position of strife and bring you to a position of worry. And God is saying on today, let not your heart be troubled. He's saying trust in him. Trust in Jesus. Trust in the power of the Holy Ghost. Trust in his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. It's like I see you standing like a warrior. It's almost like I see you standing guard. So it's like you stand and say, not here, not now,
not
out. I don't even know. I hear you.
Not here, not now, no more.
I don't know what that's about, but I just see you taking a warrior stance. It's like you have your arms crossed, like determined that you things are going to change. My God, I see you resisting, the same old trend of things, and that you're determined that God's will is going to take place in your life, in your household, in your family. Hallelujah. You're standing, my God. Hallelujah. It's like you're standing guard, and God wants you to know that you're not alone, that he has angels on the assignment. My God, in your household, hallelujah, there are angels on assignment for protection in your household, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So, Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, for this woman of God. We thank you, Lord, that she's fighting, God. We thank you that, God said the battle is not yours, but it is the Lord. This battle is not yours, but it is the Lord. Continue to trust in God and believe in God. And there's been a shift, my God. I see a shift. It's like topsy-turvy, and things have been shifted, and they will not be able to go back. I'm going to say it like God showed me. They will never be able to go back to the way that they were. There's been a shifting that has taken place.
Lord.
Hallelujah. For the better. It seems like it's getting worse, but God says it's for the better. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So Lord, we just thank you for this woman of God. Continue to stand.
Hallelujah.
Fight great. Hallelujah. The best is yet to come. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I see God rearranging things in your house. It's almost like
Thank
he's rearranging
you,
furniture. He's rearranging
oh,
things.
Jesus,
things are being
yes,
rearranged.
Lord.
Things are being moved around. Hallelujah.
You,
in your house.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You're getting greater peace
Jesus.
Is being released. Hallelujah. To your household. Greater
yes,
joy
Lord,
is being
you.
Released to your household. Hallelujah.
You,
I see the
thank
sun
you,
shining. Weeping may endure for
thank
night,
you,
but joy comes
thank
in the morning. In the name
thank
of
you,
Jesus.
Name
oh, Father,
of
we
Jesus,
thank you for
you.
This woman of God. We
Hallelujah,
thank you for her
Lord.
Household.
Hallelujah,
we thank you for her heart. We thank you
thank
for her
you,
journey.
Lord.
Ha. Oh, you've been
thank
on a journey.
Jesus.
Ha. Oh, God,
thank
through the wilderness.
You, yes,
Hallelujah.
Yes.
But your wilderness days are over. Ha.
Thank
in the
you,
name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
You,
Hallelujah.
Lord,
in
Jesus.
The name of Jesus,
in the name
hallelujah.
Of Jesus. Thank
in the
you,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus, the work
in
of your journey
of
has ended. My God,
yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
God's
yes,
going to bring
yes,
you
yes.
into
thank
a promised
Jesus.
Land,
thank
a promised
Lord.
Place, a promised
thank
possession.
You,
oh, God,
Jesus.
In the name
hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
In
Lord, we thank
Jesus.
You for this woman of God. Continue to
thank
bless
you,
her
Jesus.
And bless her indeed. Bless her household,
thank
God.
You,
bless, oh God, her son.
Thank
oh God, keep
you.
Him. Save him, oh God.
Yes,
in the
Jesus.
Name of Jesus,
in
we thank you for
Jesus.
Your hand upon her life, God. We thank you for your
yes,
anointing
Lord.
Upon her life, God. In Jesus'
yes,
name
Jesus.
We pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I receive that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you. Thank
yes.
you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you,
go
Pastor
ahead and
Rebecca.
Pray
Amen. Thank you, Pastor
yes.
Rebecca. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes.
Could you be
yes.
all the glory to Jesus? Thank
oh,
you,
oh,
Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank
that's
you, Lord.
It. God, I just hear God say, keep praising me, because every time you praise me, you get through another breakthrough. Yeah, oh,
thank
you break
you.
Through another breakthrough.
Yes,
every
Lord.
Time you praise me, you break through another barrier. You get another breakthrough every time
thank
you praise
you.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we
Hallelujah.
Just thank God, Sister Maria, Pastor
you,
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, I receive that word. Pastor Rebecca, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless Pastor Rebecca. Bless Pastor Anthony. Thank you, and keep them safe. Thank you,
yes.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So God bless you, my sister. I love you. Amen.
God bless you. Amen.
God be the glory. Wow. Well, Pastor Anthony is here. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. To God be all the glory. Thank each and every one of you for your prayers. We strongly believe in the power of prayer and the prayer of faith. Hallelujah. Thank you for your prayers. The angels kept me safe.
Yes.
Area code 973. Is that a hand raised? Area code 973. God bless you.
Hello?
Yes, yes. We can hear you. God bless you.
Good evening, Pastor Anthony and Sister April.
Yes, yes. God bless you. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Amen. We're doing good. You
great.
Have a prayer request?
I'm glad you're home safe. I'm calling in for a request for prayer for my marriage and my family. Just was asking God if he could restore my strength, Pastor.
Amen. 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 Who am I? I'm sorry. Who am I speaking with?
Sister April.
Oh, Sister April, God bless you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
God bless Sister April. We're going to definitely pray for you and lift you up in prayer.
Yes.
Heavenly
thank
Father,
you,
in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your daughter right
yes.
now. Father God, in the name of
yes.
Jesus,
yes.
we know that name has ability and that name has power.
Yes.
So we pray in the name of Jesus, first and foremost, Lord, for the peace of God which surpass all understanding to be in her and through
yes,
her
Lord.
And a part of her.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus,
yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you, Lord, your peace you give to her,
yes,
even
God.
In this season of her life, Lord,
yes,
in
God.
The mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for renewed strength.
Yes,
thank you
yes.
for the praise of the Lord, the joy of the Lord being her strength.
Yes,
thank you in the name of Jesus that no weapon that has been formed against her
yes.
will be able to prosper
Hallelujah.
Her. Cover her with the blood of Jesus.
Blood
We cover her with your love, God. In the name of Jesus, we lift that marriage up to you. What God has joined together, let no man put asunder. So right now, we pray for unity. We pray for a greater love. We pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will work out anything that you need to work out in the name of Jesus. We speak those things that be not as though they were. And right now we pray for Sister April, Lord, that you would give her the desires of her heart, that you would meet every need of her household in the mighty name of Jesus, that, Father God, every need is already met. And right now, increase her faith. Allow her to believe in you and in your word. And right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, give her your spirit. Because greater is he that is in her than he that is in the world. I hear the Lord saying, glory be to God, that there's nothing, nothing, no burden, no weight, no problem that he has not already made a way of escape for you. In the name of Jesus, God said every weight, every burden, every problem, he wants you to bring it to him. He said cast that upon him because he loves you and he cares for you, and he has already worked out everything that needs to be worked out. God, and trust me, God is saying put your faith back in me because the Lord says, glory be to God. He said he's reaching down from glory and he's meeting your needs. He's answering your prayers. He's turning every negative situation around for your good. And God is going to get the glory out of your life. You are a woman of God. You are a person that's going to bring God named glory, winning many souls for the kingdom. But God wants you to be the first partaker of the blessing. God has already blessed you. And he's going to continue to bless you. He has your husband. He has your family. He has your children. He has your household. And now God is saying, trust me. He's saying, believe in my word. Put your faith and your hope back in me. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. Joy is going to be your portion. The joy of the Lord is your strength. God loves you, April. God cares about you and your household and your family. Never will he leave you. Not man, not people. God is there for you. God is there with you. God cares about what you care about. So allow God to build your spirit up. Allow God to be there. And watch God get the glory when he turns around in the natural. It's already happened in the supernatural. We're going to see the reality. Not many days hence, God is going to turn every negative situation and make it for your good. Favors on your life, daughter. The blessing of God is on your life. You're so welcome. We love you, and we're praying for you continuously. Amen. Pastor just want to say something to you.
Amen. Sure. I just want to pray for your husband. Father, we just praise you. We magnify your name. Lord, we pray for April's husband right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just ask that you put your hand upon them, oh God. Lord, he knows you, Lord. And we just ask, Father God, that you and Father God, just let him feel your presence, oh God. Let him know your power, God. Reveal yourself to him, oh God, again and fresh and anew, oh God, so that he will know you, Father God, and that you love him, oh God, and that you have a great plan for him, oh God, plan to prosper him and not to harm him, to give him a hope and a future, God. We know, Lord, that you put this couple together for your glory, oh God. And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in their lives, oh God. Even though it's hard right now, God, we know that you will get the glory even out of this. So, Lord, we pray for her husband. We pray for her children. We pray, Father God, hallelujah. Hallelujah for this family, God. Hallelujah. And we just thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for blessing them and keeping them, oh God, and raising them up, oh God, and keeping them safe, oh God, hallelujah. So just put your hand on this whole family, God, and we just thank you.
for it in advance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We would believe in God, amen, for great things. Amen. For you and your family and your husband. And we just thank God in advance because we know that nothing is impossible for him. And he has already given you his word. So we're standing on the promises of God. Amen. We love you.
Amen.
And
Love you too. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. To God be all the glory. That's why we pray in the name of Jesus, because the blood covers every situation. The name of Jesus has power and authority. And we thank God for everyone on this prayer line, that as your prayers go up to heaven, we just touch and agree with you every Tuesday night.
Yeah.
We come into agreement with you because the Bible says, where two or more gather in the name of Jesus, he'll be in the midst,
yes,
and we'll have what we ask of him according to his will.
Yes.
So we're just touching and agreeing with you. We believe in the power of God,
yes,
that can turn every negative situation around.
Yes.
We believe in the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. In spite of what we go through in life, we still have joy.
Yes.
We still have a praise on our lips and in our hearts in the name of Jesus. So we pray your strength in the Lord. If there's any more prayer requests tonight, before we go off the air, we want to pray with you and pray for you because God is so good. He is so good to us. And I just thank God, Pastor, for Jesus.
Amen.
I had some day today, and I know you were praying for me.
Yes.
I know the prayer line here was praying for me,
yes,
and I needed the prayers.
Amen.
That there was a woman that crashed into the back of my truck today.
Jeez.
Totally totaled her car,
oh,
but I'm fine. I came home in one piece.
Jeez.
I came home in one piece.
Jeez.
So I know prayer works.
Jeez.
I know there's angels around us. I know that God has you and your family covered. So if there's any more prayer requests, again, we want to pray with you and pray for you. To God be the glory. Yes, yes, we see that hand. We just want to touch and agree with each and every family represented here tonight, each and every person represented here tonight. God bless you. Area code 908, we thank God for you. God bless you.
Hello, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Roberta. This is Elijah. I'm just asking for a prayer request just for supernatural strength and just regular prayer for me. Just keep me going forward as you keep me covered in your precious blood.
And amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you, son.
God bless you. Let us lift that up. Father, we thank you for Elijah tonight.
Yes.
We
Hallelujah.
Thank you for this young man, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
we thank you, Father God, that all things work together for his good.
Yes.
We thank you that you know the plans that you have for him.
Yes,
you know the thoughts that you think towards him.
Yes.
And that no weapon formed against him will be able to prosper. So, Lord, we thank you that you put a hedge around his life. We thank you for divine protection from glory right now. In the name of Jesus,
yes,
open
yes.
doors for this young man that no man can shut.
Yes.
In
yes.
the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for gainful employment.
Yes.
We believe by faith right now that
yes.
the job is already his,
yes.
that the automobile he already possessed,
yes.
that every need is already met.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. And Father God, we come against the spirit of discouragement.
Yes.
We come against the spirit of lack.
Yes.
We come against that spirit, Lord, in
yes.
the name of Jesus,
yes.
of even sometimes the doubt that tries to come to his mind.
Yes.
Right now, we thank you for breakthrough. We thank you right now for overflow in his life. In the mighty name of Jesus, that the favor of God be with him. That, Lord, you go and you make a way where there seems to be no way. Father God, we thank you for answered prayer. We thank you that you're moving in his situation. We thank you, Lord, that you are making ways that out of no ways in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, encourage him when he's feeling discouraged. Strengthen him when he's feeling weak. Father God, show him that you are with him and that you are for him. No matter how many people don't believe in what he's trying to do with his life, no matter how many enemies or how many haters come against this young man, we thank you, Lord, that he has the victory. We thank you that he's already successful in every area of life. I declare and decree over your life, Elijah, that you are more than a conqueror, that you already have the victory, that you are a winner. You were actually born to win. Losing and being a failure is not part of your destiny.
Yes.
You're a winner. You were born to win.
Yes.
So the devil is a liar.
Mm. Yes.
That's the enemy behind you.
Yes. Yes.
Put him up under your feet.
Yes.
He's
yes.
the one trying to get in your way.
Yes, God. Yes.
Jesus told Peter, devil decides to sift you as wheat, but I pray for your faith.
Yes.
And that's what I'm doing tonight. I'm just praying for your faith.
Yes, Lord.
I'm praying for an increase of your faith.
Yes.
I'm praying over your life tonight, greater faith.
Yes.
I'm praying right now an abundance of faith,
yes.
even at a young age,
yes.
that you will believe the word of God.
Yes.
Because your faith is going to please God, and your faith is going to manifest miracles.
Mm.
So right now, Lord, I seal the prophetic over his life.
Mm.
I believe that he has a greater prayer life. I believe that he has now greater faith in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And with that faith, you're going to open doors for him. With that faith, you're going to keep him fighting a good fight of faith.
Yes,
with that
Lord.
Faith, even as a young age, Lord, give
yes.
him great faith in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Okay. Son, just keep believing God.
Amen.
Put your belief and your trust in God,
Hallelujah.
And God will not disappoint you. I promise you, God will not disappoint
yes.
you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory.
Yeah.
I pray you receive it by faith.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Be encouraged, man of God. Be encouraged in the name of Jesus. I thank God for Elijah. He's a part of our church family, him and his mother, Sister Lori Davis. I thank God for the Davis family tonight. They are a blessing to me and Pastor, and we pray and keep that young man lifted up as he called for prayer in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Pastor, as you were praying for Elijah, the Lord showed me just to pray for impartation of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So I just want to just pray. Father God, we praise your name. We magnify your name. And Lord, we just pray, Father God, for Elijah right now. Hallelujah. We pray, hallelujah, for a supernatural impartation, oh God, of your Holy Ghost. Spirit power to come upon him right now in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I baptize them with the Holy Ghost right now with the evidence of speaking in tongues, supernatural power like he's never experienced before in Jesus' name, that he will never be the same, that he will feel himself beginning to have power like he never expected, to have spiritual stamina like he never knew, to have spiritual strength like he never experienced before. So I breathe, I pray for the breath of God to come upon him right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So Elijah, open his mic for a second. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Elijah, hallelujah. I don't even know what you were asking for when you asked for supernatural strength. Hallelujah. Because God is saying to you on today that it's not by might, not by power, but by his spirit, he's going to do what he's going to do in your life. And I believe in tonight, and all you have to do is receive, that you receive that supernatural impartation of power and strength on tonight. Amen. Even during this prayer, that Pastor Anthony and I prayed for you tonight, during this prayer on tonight, that you receive what you asked for, and all you have to do is say, I receive it. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. I receive it as you pray for me.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. God bless you, son, and we'll see you soon. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, we're going to go down from this prayer line. Pastor, I'm sure you cover Sister Carmen Carlo and her family in prayer. But right now, I just want to pray, Lord, your continued blessing to be with Carmen Carlo in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Father God, even as her mother is with you right now, we believe, Father God, as she has transitioned, that you will be with this family
yes.
in their time of mourning, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for all things working together, Lord, as they make arrangements and as they move forward by faith, that you, Father God, will be with this family right now comfort those with the comfort that we have been comforted with. And I thank you for comforting Sister Carmen, Lord, Sister Maria, this family, in the name of Jesus. Father God, be with this daughter right now, and we thank you for her life. We thank you for Sister Carmen, that you would encourage her spirit, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you that you see and catch every tear. We thank you, Lord, that you will be with her in this time of her life, in this season in her life, that your loving arms, your supernatural ability, Lord, will be with her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we pray for Mother Mae Thomas. Oh, God, we thank you for her life. Oh, God, even as she's been on this prayer line on tonight, God, we ask, Father God, that even in Florida, that you would go down to Florida, God, continue to bless her, continue to keep her, continue to strengthen her, oh, God. Let your angels encamp around her, oh, God, and keep her, Father God, in good health, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, for peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you for your hand of blessing upon her life. Bless her children, her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren, oh, God. Make sure that every need is met, oh, God. We just thank you, Lord, even as she blessed her family over this holiday season, that you will pour out blessings above and beyond what she can receive, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And continue, Father God, to walk with her, oh, God. Continue to build her up. Continue to nourish her and edify her in the things pertaining to your spirit. And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for Mother Mae Thomas on tonight, God. And we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for every person on this prayer line, God. We thank you, Lord, for those who stayed until the end. We thank you for those who couldn't stay, God. We thank you for those who are listening to the archive. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your hand upon each and every person, God. We thank you, Lord, for your blessings in every household, God. We thank you, Lord, for healing for everybody who's sick, oh, God. And we just praise you, oh, God. We thank you for money, God, coming into these homes, oh, God. Meet every need. Meet every need. We pray for Evangelist Elizabeth Page. We thank you, Lord, for bringing her out of the nursing home. Lord, where the devil meant it for evil, you turned that thing around, God. We thank you, Lord, that she's walking around on her walker, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the blessing, oh, God, that you are giving her, oh, God, hallelujah. Begin to be mobile, to be happy, to go out and sit in a restaurant last week, oh, God, and be served dinner, oh, God. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for keeping, even as this woman of God kept a praise on her lips through it all, that you kept her through it all. So we give this prayer line to you. We give this time to you. We give our families to you. We give ourselves to you. And we say happier way. We give our church to you. Bless New Creation Christian Ministries. We ask for spiritual growth, God, that you would grow us all spiritually, that you would, as our pastor declared on this week, that we would grow numerically, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, that we would triple in size, that we would more than triple in size this year, God. We thank you for the families, the disciples, the souls that are coming through the doors, God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. Bless every business. Bless every job. Bless every person. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And we're going to go down from this prayer line. Mother, we love you. Mother Mae Thomas, that's my mother-in-law. I love you, Mom, down in Florida. We have a lot of snow here in New Jersey, but I don't think it's the same in Florida. Sister Carmen, we have continued to pray for you. We love you as well. The New Creation Church family, loving each and every one of you. Hallelujah. Everyone on this prayer line, Sister Maria, and all those who called in, we had a full line tonight, and we thank God that people still believe in the power of prayer. And we're gonna pray this song, I Believe. We want you to continue to believe God and trust him at his word. He says his word will not come back void that happened over your life. God bless you. We love you. Good night.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away. I can make it through it. Oh.
want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that He made.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Bacardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, He is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you. About your future.